Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
$5,900 today is the jackpot for Can't Beat Raven.
Thanks.
All right, Vanessa and Ari. Hi, ladies. How are you?
Hi.
You know, I would love to give you this money heading into the weekend.
We would really love that, too.
Yeah. Yep. Do you know your stuff? You feeling confident?
We're feeling good on a Friday.
All right, love it. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
You got it. Good luck, you two. $5,900.
All right, I'm really going for crazy stuff today because I'm trying to find the right person to take him down to win this money. Here's how it works. You can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. He'll come back in, same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties do go to Raven. Are you ready?
We're ready.
Number one, Prince Harry reunited with his father, King Charles, for the first time in 19 months. They met at the monarch's official residence where they have the changing of the guard. Where is that?
Buckingham Palace.
Number two, pumpkin spice searches on Google have reached a new all-time high. Which popular chain helped make pumpkin spice lattes a cultural staple in the U.S.?
Starbucks.
Number three, Daniel Day-Lewis admits that retiring in 2017 was a mistake and is now acting again. He famously won an Oscar for portraying Abraham Lincoln. What famous speech did Lincoln give on November 19th, 1863?
Oh, my God.
Yes. Okay.
The Gettysburg Address.
Number four, Emmys are Sunday night with Severance with the most nominations at 24. What scientific item is the Emmy statue holding up?
A globe.
And number five, How to Train Your Dragon, the live action version, will be available to stream along with the 3 animated films before it on Peacock soon. What is the name of Hiccup's dragon?
Oh, God. I don't know.
Okay, let me bring Raven back in.
Yo!
3 out of 5 for Vanessa and Ari.
Okay, not great, not terrible. Let's see how I do.
Number one, Prince Harry reunited with his father, King Charles, for the first time in 19 months. Mm-hmm. They met at the monarch's official residence where they have the changing of the guard. Mm-hmm. Where is that?
It's the Clarence House.
No. The changing of the guard happens at Buckingham Palace. Number two.
You sure that's where it happened?
I am positive. That's official residence, and they have the changing the guard at Buckingham Palace.
I just read an article yesterday said it happened at the Clarence House.
He lives at the Clarence House, but they met at the official residence, which is Buckingham Palace.
Okay.
Number two, pumpkin spice searches on Google just reached a new all-time high. Which popular chain helped make pumpkin spice lattes a cultural staple in the U.S. when it launched in 2003?
Starbucks?
Yes. Number three, Daniel Day-Lewis admits that retiring in 2017 was a mistake and is now acting again. He famously won an Oscar for portraying Abraham Lincoln. What famous speech did Lincoln give on November 19th, 1863?
Just going to take a shot and say Gettysburg Address.
That's right. Uh-huh. Number four, Emmys are Sunday night with Severance with the most nominations at 24. What scientific item is the Emmy statuette holding up?
Gosh. Is it an atom?
It is an atom.
Ah!
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Gosh.
It's,
I've asked you that in the past and you've gotten it wrong.
What have I said?
People, the same thing Vanessa and Ari have said is that a globe.
No, because you got to remember it's got the lines. It's hollow.
Yeah.
So that's the thing. Yeah, it's an atom.
Yeah, the reason why she has wings is to symbolize art, and the reason why she has an atom is to symbolize science. Number five,
okay.
How to Train Your Dragon, the live action version, will be available to stream along with 3 animated films before it on Peacock soon.
Yeah.
What is the name of the Hiccup's dragon?
Is it toothless?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
All right, ladies, 4-3 today. Oh. That's going to get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
I got to tell you, I thought you had me because I really believed I had answer number one.
And you have no idea how much I deep dived it yesterday to make sure I phrased it in the right way.
You better make sure you did. Oh, that one was tricky.
I'm so sorry, ladies.
So close. Thank you. It's Vanessa and Ari. We can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, you two. When we come back on Monday, $6,000.
Also, I want to thank Stacy. She supplied me with one of the questions I used today. And if you have an idea for a question, too, head to annonraven.com and submit it there.